creating the life that you want. This is Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you're ready to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be an enlightening experience. Now, here's your host, Dee Wallace.
Oh, good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, awesome, healthy, energetic, and very, very, very sexy people. Good morning, and we are going to run through this hour. My beautiful partner in crime on this amazing relationships workshop that is coming up February 17th, 18th, and 19th is with us today. Miss Amara, she's going to run through several of you as a special treat and give you some readings. As you know, we're coming together to do this workshop so that couples of any kind, and yes, we have signed up some single people that want to work on relationships also. So as long as you're interested in relationships, you're welcome to come into this weekend in my home in Woodland Hills, because it just happened on two other privates yesterday. The discernment around why we come together, boss, worker, lovers, parent, child, whatever the relationship is, even the relationship with the world and the universe, which happened yesterday. Once you get that understanding, it opens up an entirely new power for you, because, and you'll hear more about this after Amara does her beautiful thing, then I'm going to give you some of the incredible information that's coming in for all of us right now. So, Amara, let me just say while Justin's typing out the names for us to hop to, as you know, she's one of the top 100 psychics of the world, or of America, I believe, and been written up in U.S. News and World Report, top past life regressionist, which is what she will be doing at this weekend. So we will be bringing together my work, our work, and the discernment that it brings, and tying it in with an understanding of past life adventures and why it is so important that we brought the issue in again this time to finally put it down, which is what's happening. I'm hoping to hear from you a lot of expansion and movement here that's going on already in your lives. So let me bring Amara on, but I don't have any names up yet, so I know Justin is typing. Oh, there they are. Okay. So, Miss Amara, are you there, baby?
I am here. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so looking forward to working with your folks again that weekend for our journey into wholeness for people and couples. And I'm looking forward to this morning and doing some very quick hits, some very quick reads for people that have specific questions.
I want to say to all the listeners, this is the way we want it, okay? You have to have your question ready. We don't want to hear your story, right, Amara?
I don't need their story, so just come on and ask their question, because we don't have a lot of time, so we want to get to as many people as we can today.
And then I think because of the structure of the show today, if anything comes in for me, I'm going to hop in right afterwards.
Exactly. That was so perfect the other night, the way it worked. It was just beautiful.
It was really exciting for us, right?
Oh, yeah. It was just seamless, because what they don't know out there is you and I have never worked like this before. And you and I got online with no prep, no advanced discussion. How is this going? We just did it with spirit. And it was seamless, like we've been doing it every day for 1,000 years. And, well, maybe we have done it 1,000 years.
I was going to say. So we also are streaming live this workshop. It would be an amazing tool for any of you who want to expand into a greater understanding of your own healing work for yourself or in your business. So we will be streaming live. And I think we're going to go to the calls.
All right. Sounds good.
Now, everybody,
I want you to comment about that streaming live. I'm so excited about it. that Sunday when I do the past life regression journey, as I tell people, get your passports ready, you will be able to benefit just as well streaming live as if you were there in person. So if you can't make it in person, there will be no hindrance on your ability to be affected by the hypnosis as my voice takes you through it. And in the safety of your own home, you can experience everything everybody present is experiencing. You will be guided through. You will hear the questions. You will have the releases and the breakthroughs. So I'm excited about that. And if you are the kind of person that is shy about working on your relationship issues, even with as intimate a group as this is going to be and as safe and private as this is going to be, this will be a good alternative for you. So don't be afraid.
I think that's a great point. Yeah. And everybody that follows me at all knows that when we all get together, what's one is everybody's. So anything that anyone breaks through, shares, understands, or uncovers is for the collective and for all of us.
You know, when we work with a small group like this, and it's often why I limit my workshops as well to small groups, it intensifies that energy. There's no accident who's in the room, and the questions you're raising or the issues they have, it's relevant to everybody, and it's just amazing how magically that works.
Yeah, we saw that at Creation Station. It was not only incredibly empowering, but the bond between the people
mm-hmm.
that attended, you know, has continued on and on and on. A lot of them are doing work together now. So
yes.
That's really exciting. All right, Justin, we're off and running. Rita from New Hampshire, you're on. What's your question for Amara?
Yes, thank you both. And how can I remove the blockages now connected with finances and money?
You know, Rita, what I see for you is that, you know, you've had some major and multiple unexpected surprises, shall we say, is a nice word for it. And in the last, I would say recently, but even more than that, the last couple of years. And it's been hard to recover from that. I see you tenuously and cautiously moving forward, and that's good. That's progress. But I get an emotion tied to this of death and grieving and loss and feeling left out in the cold. And this emotion needs to be released. This feeling of grief and loss needs to be released because the energy of loss and the energy of grief is reinforcing the lack, the energy of lack, the lack of abundance, because having faith in abundance is also having faith that you will be taken care of. So I feel like that obstacle that you're asking me for, how do I release or what do I release in order to clear my financial box, is to complete the healing and the letting go and do a release process for this grief and this sadness and this loss that you are feeling or fearing, so that you can move forward with an energy that is about abundance, attraction, bringing things to you, the universe supporting you, the universe filling your life rather than the universe taking from your life. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I want, well, let's just do right now, Miss Rita, let's go to our heart, because our heart is where we hold those things, right?
Yes.
And direct it with divine love. I am divine love. And I want you to literally, and you'll understand this later when I go into the information for the week, call in the aspect of you that is joy and that trusts the universe again.
Yes.
Okay. Because it kind of shot off from you. And guys, again, you want to create anything in your life. Be happy. I mean, it's stupid and it sounds so simple that couldn't possibly be it. But it's an emotional world around thoughts that we hold. And those emotions get locked. And you want to create health, money, and everything else. Be happy. Okay, Miss Rita?
Yes, thank you both.
You bet. Many blessings, sweetheart.
Thank you, Rita.
And we're going to Catherine in Iowa.
I'm torn between moving back to Los Angeles, where my grandson and my son are, and I used to live in Topanga, and I'm in Iowa right now. I'm helping with my 86-year-old mother. So my question is, would it be in my best interest to move back to L.A.?
Is it, Catherine, I barely heard that, but I think the gist of the question is it in your highest good to return to L.A., and specifically Topanga, or just L.A.
No, it would be Echo Park.
to Echo Park. Okay.
For my grandson and my son.
Highest good of Catherine living in Iowa to return to Echo Park or the L.A. area. You know, I get a yes. I get that it fills your heart to be happy to think of that idea. But I also get that there are some pragmatic and practical, shall we say, preparations that need to happen in order for you to have the ability to do so.
Right.
There seems to be some kind of a little bit of an illusion around how that's all going to work or making that possible. So I want you to visualize the end goal. First, we need to kind of start putting into place the groundwork for manifesting this outcome, because, yes, I think it's good for you to do that, but it's not going to be quite as quick or as clear how you can make that possible and do so with comfort once you're there. So what I want you to do is manifest a vision in your mind that every time you think of this, every time you talk to your family and about moving, or even when you're not talking about that, you're just talking to them, I want you to visualize in your head a picture that represents you living in delirious joy and comfortable abundance in L.A., okay? So whether it's you standing on the top of Topanga Canyon with the wind blowing through you, or, you know, wriggling your toes in the sand at the beach, or standing on a hill up on Echo Park and overseeing the city view, something that represents that I've done it successfully, and I'm living in joy with it, that represents an end goal for your soul and your energy to manifest and start weaving together like the tributaries of a river that come together to one larger river.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen as the first step to making this happen.
Okay.
Because there's some very pragmatic financial issues and opportunities that have to be created in order for you to do this comfortably and then be happy once you get there. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And Catherine?
Sure. Yes.
Give me a song.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say.
Well, get out of your head and let
song,
it come in.
Song. We'll sing in the sunshine.
We'll sing in the sunshine.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So why are you guilty about that?
I've got German blood in me. Where, you know, guilt.
Okay, well, stop it. Catherine, is that serving you anymore?
Thank you.
Okay, so you see, you're using that to be guilty about leaving your mom.
Okay.
That's not going to serve you. So you have to, if you can't get on top of the guilt of leaving your mom, then coming out here, you're going to create a hardship about it because you're not free to live in the joy of coming out here.
Okay.
You understand?
True. Yes, I do.
Okay. So around all the guilt that we're all carrying about singing in the sunshine and being the sunshine and being our powerful selves, we absolutely choose and claim, I am divine love. And I am worthy to sing and be my sunshine. Okay? So I want you to start asking yourself, how can you be joyous and serve your mother and know that you love her and make sure that she is taken care of so that you can be free to make the move that's going to let you sing in the sunshine. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Captain, your mother wants you to be with your grandson.
Yep, I get a yes on that, yep.
So let that guide you. She wants you to be with your grandson. She wants you to have that joy.
Thank you.
Yep, I get a big yes on that, Catherine.
Woo-hoo! Bye-bye. Yoo-hoo, bye-bye. Thank you.
All right,
we're going
you.
To
bye-bye.
Leave.
Bye.
Lee in Nebraska.
Hi, this is Lee. I talked to you, Dee, once before about my son, and I just wanted to touch base with you about what's going on with him now.
Okay.
He says his feet don't feel connected to his body, and I don't know if this is related to when we fixed his neck or if it's something completely different.
Let's see what Amara has to say about this, and then I'll run with it.
Sounds good.
What's your son's name?
Christopher.
Lee.
Christopher.
Christopher. Christopher. Christopher. Christopher. Where does he live? I'm sorry, I didn't get
Nebraska.
The beginning of the call.
Yeah, Nebraska. Omaha.
Omaha. Okay. One, I do get there is a connection between your son's neck and his feet.
Okay.
Okay. So very practically, there is a connection there. There is a sense of something physically, neurologically, medically that is connected that has to do with the nerve connections and the flow and all that good stuff. So there is a spinal neurological component here, number one. Energetically, number two, I feel like your son isn't comfortable in his body. I feel like he often leaves his body. He's not comfortable on the earth. And he needs to learn to develop, and you need to help work with him on the joy of the physical aspect of being in the body, that it doesn't have to be limiting, it doesn't have to be restricting, that it is safe, that the mother, our earth, supports us on which we step, on which we walk. Walking barefoot on dirt, soil, walking barefoot in sand, splashing through brooks, streams, oceans, rivers, no oceans I know in Nebraska, but you know, any water, anything that connects him with the elements of the earth and feeling the joy of that and feeling that energetic connection without interference from asphalt and electronics and synthetic flooring is going to be very helpful. And then visualizing himself from his heart and being connected all the way down to the core of the molten core of the mother, the fire in the belly of the earth that supports us, and then bringing that energy back up through the soles of his feet into his body, connecting through his ankles. There's a break at his ankles and up. He's leaking energy out of his ankles. So what happens is the energy goes down, and then it leaks out, and then his feet are dead.
Okay.
So there is this energetic and emotional component, and it's about feeling safe and joy and embracing life on earth and not fearing it. That's the energetic component. But the medical or pragmatic component is there's definitely something going on there about how the nerves are moving through his body from tip to toe.
Okay.
I don't get, Lee, that has anything to do with your hands on his neck.
Okay. This is completely separate.
Well, I'm getting that. What are you getting, Amara?
Well, I get there's a component in his body that's not functioning at full bore, that there's a blockage, and it's up high in the cervical spine.
Right. And
so that's what's going on with him.
Been there since, early childhood.
Yeah. Okay.
So give me a song, Lee.
Longer. By Dan Fogelberg.
What's the message?
It goes longer than it's I'll be in love with you forever, kind of is the message of this song.
Okay.
As long as it is, you know, life.
Yeah,
goes on.
He isn't. He isn't in love with himself. And isn't that, I mean, I do a lot of people, you know, on a lot of shows. Isn't that what we got to with him? That he really had to start embracing who he was.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And Amara's right. Be joyous and happy within who he is and be comfortable being here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We did. I guess what I was trying to figure out was what's the physical component, if there is one, because I don't know what to do with that.
Well, everything starts in the energy first, Lee. You know that.
Okay.
Everything starts in the energy first.
Yeah, your body is just a big giant symptom for your soul to save your life in the process of sometimes we think trying to kill us because we don't listen. So when it gets to the physical manifestation, yes, there may be some mechanical components that can be addressed with soft tissue work, with opening energy work, with acupuncture, with some cranial sacral work, with Reiki. But also know that, well, so where did this come from? Where did this source on a spiritual or karmic level? And that was what I was talking about with your son not being happy or comfortable in the body on the earth. He doesn't trust the earth. He doesn't feel comfortable with it. So he often leaves the body energetically. And I don't think he realizes or he knows that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I think that's...
He knows the symptom of not filling his feet, but he doesn't understand that that's representing him often checking out a body. I used to do that all the time, and sometimes I didn't realize it because I'm so sensitive to all the input of everything around me. It was easier to check out, leave the body, the zone out, than it was to feel everything that I feel with my hypersensitivity.
And I want to remind everybody, too, that in the healing process, until we lose this belief that we have, in the healing process, a lot of times, your body will go through discomfort. So we've been working on really connecting him with himself and opening him up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's going to feel where he's not open, where he's disconnected.
And it sounds like you've made enough progress that he's ready to move to now connecting himself to the earth.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, so great. Yeah. I get there's really nothing else, Lee, but again, we're not doctors. So if you feel like you need to consult a doctor, that's what you should do. New Mexico.
Hey, hi, Mara.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Yeah, I have a my question is I feel like I need to go and move from Santa Fe. I'm living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to Prescott, Arizona.
Okay.
Where there's this guy living who's doing these MIA.
Okay, hold on. Just stop right there. I don't need all that. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I didn't get your first name.
Oh, sorry, Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yes.
Okay, Phyllis is highest good to move to Prescott, Arizona, regardless of the reason. Let's look at that first,
okay?
I get that there is a personal attraction to this person that's doing this work. There's a sense of a draw or an attraction and a hope there. I don't have a problem with you moving to Prescott. It looks like it's time for a change for you in Santa Fe anyway. So getting the energy moving, getting it going, getting it stimulated, getting you packed up and sorted out and reviewing your life for the next adventure seems very, very appropriate. And this year particularly seems like a good year for you to move. And Arizona feels like an excellent place for you. I like it energetically for you. So Prescott's a good reason. In terms of for that particular work or person or teacher, I feel like there is something there for you to learn. It will generate change in you, and it especially seems to center around changing, shifting, or breaking through something in your aspect of life that we call relationships and personal satisfaction and personal joy.
Yeah, I pretty much get a yes on that, and Amara. And Phyllis, when I say there's any kind of block, I get a yes, and then it goes to no, which tells me you're the block. Well, we are always our own blocks. But really, you don't have, it's a true statement that you don't have any doubt about this, but, and you think you should. So it's like, well, I know I want to do this. Well, now wait, I better doubt that and ask and wonder if I should do it.
Yeah, there's something
here. Yeah, it's like having guidance, telling you to do something, but not having the logic to explain it to your friends, and then feeling like there's something wrong with that, or you'll be judged for it.
Welcome
to 2012.
Instead
of going forth with the highest spirit and the highest good.
Is that true, Phyllis? You resonate with that?
Yes.
Okay. Amara, I want you to tell them how they can research you, find you, and some of the great offerings you're going to do for this couples workshop before we get started again, okay?
Sure. Wonderful. Anybody that would like to have a private consultation with me. I work with people all over the world by phone. I'm based in Colorado here in the Denver area, but I work with people by phone every day. And you can call me by telephoning 303-575-1100. That's 303-575-1100. You'll also find that phone number at my website, thewisdomlight.com, thewisdomlight.com, or toppsychic.com, toppsychic.com, where you can read all about me, listen to former interviews, hear what my clients have to say, see some of the different things that I do, and also see some detailed information about Dee and Mai's workshop coming up. So I welcome you and I invite you to peruse that. And I also want to let people know that as a gift, call it a party favor, that for anyone that attends the workshop in person or live online, I am going to offer them 33% off their own private consultation as follow-up to our relationship workshop. So I invite you to consider that as a really nice bonus.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Again, guys, please stay on. We're going to do a couple of more calls, and then I have a lot of important information that I want to give you. So we're going to Miss Deja in California. You're on, baby.
Okay, thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm in big transition, have been for a long time with regards to my work in the world and my gift. I want to know if you can give me some guidance as to what's blocking me from really seeing clearly, how to take it, where to go, what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I see the blockage. I see restriction around you. And there's this past-future component The past component has to do with learning the lessons of your experience and not learning them the way you have internalized them of, okay, I've learned this lesson, I've learned not to run out into the street when a car is coming, but to transform that into what's the gift of that lesson? What is the gift that adds to my gift, that gives me something to share or to teach or to do? And I also see that there is a feminine component to this. There is a feminine influence, a female body that is influencing your mindset about life and your approach to life and your belief systems, your patterns. And lastly, the future component is there's a sense of expecting limitation, that you're as if surrounded by bars, that you expect to be limited and have to work through that, as opposed to expecting support from the universe that frees you from limitation, that blasts those restrictions and bars. So I need you to expect support and expect freedom and expect unlimited possibility. That's a lot of where this lies, because it's more like you're prepared for bear. You're armed for bear. You're prepared, basis your experiences and what you've learned, to get ready for whatever comes. I can handle it. I got my first aid kit. You know, I've got all the tools I need. I can overcome. And as a result, you're almost attracting more obstacles to overcome, as opposed to saying, been there, done that, paid my dues, now it's time to move forth in freedom.
Yep. You have to choose to be joy, and then joy delivers itself unto you. You got it?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And that's a chemical fact. It's not just us spiritual teachers, woo-woo people, and metaphysicians who have been teaching that for thousands of years. Modern science has proven that the muscles you use to smile and the facial expression of a smile actually creates a chemical reaction in your brain that releases endorphins and serotonin. So smiling helps you feel like you should smile.
That's why I tell you guys, when that amazing breathing exercise that I give you, do it with a smile, because then your brain goes, oh, money is joyful. Oh, wellness is joyful. Oh, relationships are joyful. And then automatically you start creating that from the vibration of who you are. Mm. So don't go out of yourself to try to get something. Create it within yourself, and you'll receive it, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Deja. A final note on that before we move to someone else is stop seeking joy and simply have gratitude for the joy you have today.
Mm, that's great. What was the part about the...
That will grow. That will ripple and widen, and every day you'll have more and more joy if you approach it from that way.
Okay. What was it, Deja? You have one more question.
What was the part about the feminine presence that you said, Amara?
I feel that there's a feminine presence behind this pattern of yours, that it has to be hard work.
As in, like, my mother or my...
Yes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I think it's it looks like it's masculine, but it's feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Was your dad a very feminine energy?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and your mother took on masculine traits, so your example of what it is to be a woman, a feminine presence, is masculine. In other words, what Jung would call an animas woman.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so just, you know, really get clear about what you want, baby, and
mm-hmm.
feel good about it, and keep your focus on it. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deja.
We're going to take one more caller, Lisa in North Carolina, and then I may get back to other people, but right now we're going to Lisa in North Carolina.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, baby.
I like the last caller. I'm looking for insight into discovering what is my best gift to myself and to the world, and also is there a message for me regarding the issues and problems I'm having with my left wrist?
You know, Lisa, what I feel is you have a beautiful gift for connecting people. People like you. You can walk into a grocery store and start talking to people, and before we know it, you'll have a whole community circle going. You're a great person for connecting one person to another person, and they may benefit from that relationship. You're a networker, a connector, a community builder. That's who you are. That's what you do. You could go into a place or support a person or promote a person, and they would benefit from you. You have a wonderful gift for being able to offer an idea or offer a connection without it sounding like a sales pitch or preachy. Does that make sense to you?
It does. But yeah,
how
can I use this to also create abundance and success in my life?
Lisa?
Well, think of the things that kind of a job, those kind of qualities rely on. Okay, think of the practical jobs in day-to-day life, PR people, promotion, marketing promoters, social networking professionals, event planners, community developers, community city council people, people who work in nonprofit organizations. It's all about making connections, bringing people together to either raise a resource or to perhaps sell a service or offer someone else to build their services. So the people-oriented careers and professions that are about connecting, networking, promoting, publicizing, advertising, or community development, or fundraising, any career in that realm would work for you. Within that, what you need to do is ask yourself, ooh, of those, what hits me? What do I like? What's right here in my community that I could kind of put myself out for or get some refined training in or do an offer some volunteer internship work on that I could then get some experience to build onto a resume?
Yeah, and Lisa?
Yes.
I'm getting that you need to connect to yourself. You need to connect to yourself the way you connect to other people, which is without judgment.
Mm.
So why are you judging yourself as less than being able to connect?
I guess because... long story, but I won't get into it, but a lot of transition, lost my career about a year ago, have been working.
You lost your career because you lost the connection with your God self.
I felt like I lost my career because I found my connection to my God self, though. I left
well,
a very unhappy situation.
So let's
yeah,
balance
because your
that.
Old career wasn't true to yourself. It wasn't making you happy. It wasn't giving you bliss.
That's true.
So this is your, so rather than going, oh my gosh, and I quote lost my career, let's go back to what we said to Deja. I found my career. You know that. I found myself, so now I'm going to move forward to finding that new expression of myself in the left brain pragmatic abundance financial income creating world.
Can you give me a song really quickly, please?
I've got a feeling, Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. So let's go to the feeling. When I say you are connected to you with total acceptance and love and honor that you cherish you, what's the feeling that comes up? Just what's the feeling?
The feeling is love.
Okay. So can you connect to all the places of love that you are? And then all you have to do is share that completeness with what you want to do with everybody else, with the connection of everybody else. But you've got to complete the connection within yourself. That's what I'm getting it's all about.
It is real that your connection to this feeling of love and what makes you happy is indeed connected to your destiny and what you do in the world.
Mm.
So who you are and how you feel is supposed to be what you do in the world. They are connected. One's the masculine, one's the feminine. When you unify those two together, then 1 and 1 equals 3, and then that feeling of bliss and love isn't just a feeling for you anymore, isn't just a desire. It actually becomes what allows you to live your destiny and find your destiny in a very self-supporting way.
And that's the connection. So just claim I'm divine love around that and choose the intention that all is connected within you. The universe, guys, oftentimes responds to the feeling and the emotion more than the words. Okay?
Right. And quickly, could you offer me any message about the issues with my left wrist?
Flexibility and how you literally, what we just said about doing versus feeling, taking that next step to externalizing what you feel into something that you actually do. Not the old career, but the new career, and being flexible to move forward through in the world from your heart and releasing out of your heart through your arm in your hand into the world as the expression of how you contribute to the world.
Again, you know, it's about offering yourself. Your left side's your feminine. It's also how you see yourself, okay, in the world. And it's the connection of that completeness of self that you are asking yourself to offer the world. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so
beautiful.
Much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. All right, Ms. Amara, I want to go over all this great stuff that I have to offer them. Thank you so much for your time. I know you stayed longer than we talked about, so thank you. But we're just so excited about this workshop, guys, and we hope you come play. If you don't come play with us, you know, and you'll hear a lot about this next week from me, 2012 is about commitment. You've got to commit to yourself, and you've got to commit to your intentions. And that's not sitting around going, well, I wonder if. That's committing and taking action. So if you're hearing the voice to commit to expansion in any way, whether it's us or somewhere else, make a choice to commit.
And affirm to yourself that the way will be made clear, because many of you right now I hear and fear going, well, I'd love to be there, but I don't know how I can make it happen. So if you're supposed to be there, trust that all is in divine order. All will be made clear for me. All will be made possible for me to attend. And I will benefit far more greatly than anything I put out there for what I get back. Because remember, relationships is at the heart of your abundance and your prosperity as well. So when your relationships are in disharmony, or when you're in disharmony with the world, you may consider that separate from your financial prosperity and abundance, but it is not. It is at the core root of creating that.
Oh, you bet.
So even though this is a relationship workshop and you will just have wonderful adventures to help you forward, that indirectly is going to, I think you'll find afterward, open up all sorts of surprises for you in the abundance prosperity realm.
All right, baby cakes. I don't have much time, and I got
to
get on with it.
Wonderful day to you and all your listeners. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Real quickly, I also want to say February 11th, I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale with Candy G at her house. Candy, as you know, is a master on knowing how the brain is wired and how it creates. So you can go to Candy G. You can email me, and I'll tell you more about that. All right, here's the notes, and you will see of everything that we talked about today. And it's coming in from every single person I talk to, all the healers that I've talked to. So I'm going to fly it out. Okay, fear has put us on pause. We have spent the last few years looking at the past and seeing how we can let go and fix it. It's done. Just create. This is what I want. I'm going to choose to commit to this choice that I want. I'm going to choose the emotion that I know the universe is going to respond to. Joy, happiness, excitement, hell, sex, whatever rocks your boat, that's what you're going to pick emotionally to go with the choice that you have committed to. And then you stay in an open heart. And you heard a lot of people bringing in their head today. In their heart, they knew exactly what they wanted to do. Stay in your heart and stay focused on that. And if anything is still haunting you, I want you to ask yourself, what empowered me? What did I receive? What was the blessing from that exchange? That's why I created it. That's what I'm going to accept. And now I am moving on. I'm telling you, I'm hearing this from everyone. Stop looking and start creating. Okay? There was information also about a spiritual virus that we all have had and are healing and letting go of now. And literally, I mean, this came in on a totally separate private. Literally, that spiritual virus was the need to resolve things instead of create things. Okay? And we've talked a lot of times about you just cannot, guys. You cannot create wellness by fixing sickness. You cannot create wealth by fixing a lack of money. What you want is wellness. Create that. Feel good about that. Feel joyful about that. Okay? What you want is money. Feel joyful about that. Keep your focus on that. And literally in this same private, I told her I was going to take this on the show. She said, oh, are you going to mention my name? No. We were working on money, and what came through the channel, and I relate to this, so if you relate to this, accept it, that I accept that money is the same vibration as great sex, right? The sexuality of money. I get that. Passionate, exciting, like a good relationship. I want to give to them, and I want them to give to me, baby. I want it to be one complete dance of, well, orgasmic creation. So those of you that are working on money issues, wellness issues, anything like that, see if you can make that connection. Now, of course, that's going to benefit the people who have really positive relationships with sex. If you don't have positive relationships with sex, then you're not going to want to make that connection, are you? So I'm inviting you to find what it is that works for you, what it is that you connect with. Now, this is the big thing. My good buddy Jared Hewitt and I, and so everybody focus, okay? We're living in the Matrix, and if you've seen those movies, you know you can pick any window to go through, which creates all different kinds of experiences. Now, this is the new, more defined information around that. So let's say I make a choice that I make a lot of money, but in that choice are all the possibilities and aspects of that choice. What we want to direct in divine love is that the unity of all those possibilities within the choice that we have chosen are positive. The unity of all possibilities that we call positive. Okay? Now, what that means, and you've heard me talk about this for a long time, is no belief in the negative anymore, because then we keep focused on resolving it. So, all roads lead to Rome. All your different choices can create the same outcome. And when we asked, what is the one thing, the one question, the one point of focus that creates the unity of all the possibilities in the choice we make being positive, it's the simple question, what makes me happy? What makes me happy? Moving or staying? Creating or waiting? Loving or being alone? What makes me happy right now? And I'm going toward all choices and directing all the possibilities within that choice. Everything and anything that supports me in joy and empowerment and being happy, I am telling the universe and God, the angels, the archangels, the guides, the ETs, every piece of energy, you come in and support my choice of all possibilities that create me happy. come in and create this with me now. That is your highest choice, your highest direction around everything, my beautiful people. We are on a big, fast, amazing roll here of creation. So I invite you to hold that focus, keep your heart open, love yourself, and do everything that makes you happy. It's been my great joy to share all of this with you today. I will see you next Monday on the Awakening Zone. Go create yourself, guys, in the joy and love that you are. Many blessings. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for experiencing Conscious Creation with your host, Dee Wallace. We hope you'll join us again next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. Now, create who you want to be.